NEA Baptist Clinic and NEA Baptist Hospital are close to switching to an integrated electronic medical record system. NEA Baptist will be joining about half of all hospitals in the nation that use electronic health care software provided by a company named Epic. NEA Baptist Clinic will start using Epic August 1st, and NEA Baptist Hospital will make the switch September 1st. CEO of NEA Baptist Clinic, Daryl King, says the clinic has been using an electronic medical record for the past 10 years and is making the transition over to the Epic system. NEA Baptist Hospital has never had an electronic medical record. King says the main priority is to bring everyone onto the same system.
The record has worked pretty well for us, but one thing we were missing is it was not integrated with our hospital. So if a physician was seeing a patient in the hospital, they do have access to the record, but it's not really seamless access, and it's not integrated. We don't find everything all together. So a couple years ago now, we were part of the Baptist decision to move to an integrated record on the Epic platform, which is one of the highest rated integrated record, maybe the highest rated electronic health record in the country. Something like over 50% of all Americans who have an electronic health record are on this record. And so we knew, even though we were good with what we had, to really have a truly integrated record so that the patient can move about through our system seamlessly, then we wanted to make the move to Epic. And so we're in the process, we're training up, we're installing hardware, we're doing all those things leading up to what will be for the clinic an August 1 go live with the Epic electronic health record. Then the hospital will follow with a September go live. And then after that point, we will have a shared record throughout NEA Baptist Health System.
And he says there are many advantages to doing this.
The main thing is just access to information. So now our physicians, you know, wherever they are in our system, whether they're in the ER or the hospital, in the OR, in the clinic, they will all the time have access to all the information they need on a particular patient without interruption in a seamless sort of way. And so you don't, you know, it minimizes the chances of missing something. It minimizes, we believe, like duplication of services. So the example I like to use is if you see your physician and they order a CAT scan on Monday, and you get through our imaging center and you get the results back, and then later in the week or maybe even over the following weekend, as a patient you're having issues and you present to the ER, then the CAT scan that was done, the report that was generated, and that study itself will all be found in that record when you show up in the ER that weekend. So instead of just kind of flying blind and the ER doc having to order another CAT scan because they don't know what's going on with you, they may have to order another CAT scan, you know, but they will at least have, as a point of reference, that study that was done earlier in the week.
And he says all the physicians and staff are getting used to the system and will be ready to go August 1st. Brad Parsons is administrator of the NEA Baptist Hospital and tells how the hospital is getting ready to switch from paper records to the new electronic system.
After the clinic goes live on August 1st, we will go live on September 1, and it's considered a big bang. So from paper all the way through physician order entry. So we will truly be entirely electronic come September 1st. And the biggest benefit, as Daryl mentioned, is the integration. So we talk a lot about our integrated health system, and we believe that this record is really an integrating step for our health system as we move forward. So information is readily available for the physician, for the provider, whether they are in the clinic or in the hospital setting. And I think it will really differentiate the level of information that we have for the patient, and really help us improve quality and decrease cost and improve efficiency in all of our settings.
And Parsons says there's been some challenges in getting ready for the switch. The main challenge for the hospital has been getting used to changing over to an electronic system and getting used to coding under the new system. He says once electronic medical records start, the system will start saving information and compiling it for patients to get easy access. Medical records previous to the Epic start will be paper, but the new electronic record will be billed over time as patients use the NEA Baptist system. He says one advantage will be the patients will have an easy access to their medical records with a mobile device or a computer through the access of an app.
Everybody will hear a lot more about MyChart, which is the patient portal. So as a patient at NEA Baptist Health System, you will have access, really unprecedented access, to your health information. And I think that people will really like what they see when they get the MyChart app and can really access information, can access their provider, can access immunization forms and things that will make it easier for them to keep up with and to manage their health.
Right.
So we're really excited about that.
And that will be something I know that I guess gives people, I guess, more control and more access to be able to get information, you know, readily at their... Yeah,
that's right. So folks will be able to follow their care and mm-hmm. and what happened during their clinic visit or their hospital stay. They will be able to get information about those things through the MyChart application.
And he says one tool under the MyChart app allows users to see where all hospitals are in the nation that use the Epic system. So people who are out of state can go to a hospital that can quickly access their electronic medical record. Parsons says this would be helpful in the unfortunate event that a medical issue happens while someone is on vacation or on a business trip away from the area.